this is a guy, his name is Matt. He's a computer tech.
His name is Matt, and he's a computer tech?
Yeah.
Computer repair, how may I help you?
Hello, hi, can I speak to Matt, please?
Who may I say is calling?
This is Clayton.
Oh, hi, Clayton. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, so we're going to start the conference call now. I'm on the call with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. What he's going to do is he's going to give you a brief overview, and then from there we'll have some questions for you.
Hi, all right. Matt. Yeah. Just to give you a quick overview, we're a small tech company, and we're putting together an app. And I think you're echoing here, Clayton. So we're putting together a small app to help kind of small businesses like yourself. So I'm going to give you an overview of the features, and we'd like to know if you like those features and what features you think would be helpful for your for you to run your company. So basically, one of the main features is lead generation. So we're going to do a bunch of marketing. We're going to get a bunch of users, and when they have a need for your service, we'll match them up with you. So we're not only going to match them up, we're going to qualify them. So if you don't do screen repair or you don't do networking, then we're not going to match any people looking for those services with you, only the services that you provide, basically. So we qualify all the leads. Additionally, we're going to help you manage your customers, you know, your customer list. You may have notes specifically about a customer, about a service you did, the history of all the services you did, any personal notes that you had about the service, all kind of in a contact list. And we'll have invoicing. So you can send out an invoicing. You can send out an estimate. We'll have credit card processing. You can, you know, like Uber, once the service is complete, they'll get a pay button and they just tap pay. And that's one way you can handle payment. We'll have kind of email reminders, SMS reminders. If you want to send people, hey, that repair we did 6 months ago, is everything going okay? That type of thing, just to kind of keep communication open with them. And that will be all automated. And then we'll have scheduling. So you'll have a calendar. You can look at it in the morning and basically have an understanding of your entire day, your workload for the entire day. And if they're coming to you or you're going to them, we'll have kind of GPS mapping, kind of directions, turn-by-turn directions and ETAs, if that's something you're interested in. So that's a basically an overview of the features that are going into the app. We want to kind of understand your industry specifically. Is there anything that we can do to make, you know, your job easier? And Clayton has some questions for you.
Okay. Well,
okay, so one
question you did have, your app. Now, what would your service and app cost?
That's a good question.
Both to the business as well as to the customer?
That's a good question, and that's being worked out. So we're doing a lot of marketing research to figure that out.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, what you're offering, it sounds very similar to a program I already use currently to generate leads and offering abilities.
What program is that? Thumbtack.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very familiar with Thumbtack, and we, you know, those types of applications, we look at the strengths and weaknesses, and, you know, we're going to do the same strengths. We're going to have the same strengths, but we're going to eliminate the weaknesses, you know, like HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, you know, even like Craigslist or, you know, other, you know, Fiverr, applications like those. We definitely are aware of and looking at.
A weakness that I'm dealing with actually with Thumbtack, maybe you could try and figure out a way to keep that out of your program.
Mm-hmm.
I have a radius, as it were, that I'm willing to drive.
Right.
Generally about 50 to 60 miles.
Right.
I'm willing
right.
to admit. But I'm getting job offers that are, you know, 300 miles from my business.
Really? Yeah, that's definitely a feature that we will include. I'm surprised that their feature is not working.
Yeah.
Is that
I'm getting offers that are down in San Diego.
Yeah, that's we definitely won't be doing that as far as
I'm getting offers in Hawthorne, California.
I mean, we a lot of companies a lot of these apps will say, you know, what zip codes do you work in? We might even go beyond that and do an actual radius, which would include partial zip codes.
Mm-hmm. How simplistic of an interface are you looking at? And also, is it strictly going to be an app, or will there actually be a web interface as well?
There'll be a web interface, and the goal is to make it as simple as possible. Because in some cases, I mean, you're probably pretty technical, but in some cases we'll be dealing with people who are not technical. So one very, very important thing is to make it very, very simple to use. But, you know, underlying the simplicity is a great deal of complexity that's invisible to the user, but it will do a lot of things that you're not aware of that's very complex.
No, I gather that part. I may not be a programmer, but I do understand.
No, absolutely. I think you would probably know better than we've worked with plumbers, too. And
mm-hmm.
It's important for them to be that it's simple. They're not the majority of them that we spoke to really don't like using computers at all. So, you know, interface that's very intuitive and very simple is very, very important.
All right.
So Clayton's got some specific questions that he'd like to ask you.
Yeah. So one of the main core features that our app should have, I mean, that it's supposed to do for you is save you time. So we mainly want to save you as much time as possible. That way you can maximize your earning potential. So when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, which is new clients? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
Honestly, generating leads is the driving force.
Okay.
You know, scheduling can be done rather easily. I mean, don't get me wrong. Having a app where I could generate the lead, make the create the schedule right then and there, does make life a little easier. Bookkeeping wise, obviously that's done with an external program, but that would actually make life a bit easier. And you said
we're planning on incorporating with QuickBooks as well. So whatever external program you're using, we would like to incorporate with those major programs.
Well, I'm actually using QuickBooks Enterprise 2017.
Yeah, we've spoken to many service providers, and I mean the majority are using QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you said leads is the most important thing for you right now. All right. So let's see here. So are you only currently getting your leads from Thumbtack, or are you using other resources?
So I get leads through Thumbtack, Craigslist, Google, Yelp. People find my website and make appointments through that as well. I'm even offering.
How much are you paying for marketing? I mean, how much are you paying to be on those platforms on a monthly basis? Just ballpark figure.
Oh, God. Well, thankfully, Craigslist is only about $5 per county.
Yeah, per post, yeah.
But Yelp, about $300 a month.
Okay.
Which is a little bit more than I want to be spending right now.
Okay.
And it's just because at the moment, I just started a $300 trial with Yelp to see if I could generate more listings that way than I was with just, you know, using the free service.
And also, our app will have a report system that will, you know, once you're using the app, of course, you would like to look at the difference, you know, where are your leads coming from? You know, how often are they coming from this resource? Our app will actually be able to give you reports on, you know, where your leads are actually coming in from.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
With regards to the app in question, do you have a beta or an alpha that you have rolled out so far, or for people to take a look at, evaluate, and discover if there's any issues or underlying issues?
No, not as of yet. We haven't gotten to the demo phase. Right now what we're doing is we're doing market research, and then we're also, you know, we're developing the app as we go based on the information and the input that we're getting from the service providers that we're speaking to.
Okay.
But at some point we will get there, and this hopefully won't be our last conversation. We definitely, like I said, we're at the startup phase, and eventually we will move on to the next phase where we would definitely want to pick your brain again, or possibly have a meeting with you and have you check out some markups and things of that sort.
Absolutely, I'm all for it.
Okay. Now, as far as the leads are concerned, what's the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, do you prefer calls, emails, or texts? Do you have a preference?
Personally, the fastest way to get a hold of me is any of the three, really. But I answer my phone 7 days a week. Unlike a lot of other IT companies out there that are only open Monday through Friday, I'm open 7 days a week from 9 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
I don't believe in sleep.
Right.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Technically, my Google listing shows me open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay. All right. So you don't have a preference as far as how the leads are generated to you. I mean, you could take a call, email, or text then, right?
Yep.
All right. And as far as pricing the leads, we do have two options. Would you like to get direct calls from clients, or would you like them to be pre-screened? For example, we can send you a cold call lead for a person who is looking for your specific services in the area that you service, but it may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. Or we could actually answer the call for you, find out what the service request is, book the client, charge them, and then charge you a small commission between 10 to 15% per lead. Which would be more appealing to you?
I generally like to talk with the customer myself just to gauge their needs, their wants, their desires, as it were, find out what is actually going on, so that I can better gauge as to what is actually wrong and if it is something that can be done, or if it's something I have to tell them, hey, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do. I'd rather actually have a interface where I can see what the client is actually dealing with.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have that option. Like I said, these are just two separate options, and we just want to find out what your preference is.
Personally, like I said, I like talking to the client, but you know, it depends on the people who are working on this project with y'all. How technical are they?
I mean, they're pretty technical. We've been doing this for a while now, and there's been a lot of, a lot of invested time into this. And, they're pretty technical. We're not going to roll out anything that's subpar.
All right.
So let's see here. Let's get to the next part. So how are you currently scheduling your clients? Are you using Google Calendar, iPhone Calendar?
Google Calendar, sometimes just a notepad. It just kind of falls in between. Depends on where I'm at.
Okay. And are you, let's see here, are you doing any social media marketing by any chance?
Facebook and... just Facebook, basically. I had different groups on Facebook.
Okay. All right. And how are you currently invoicing your clients?
Okay, I'm old-fashioned. Generally, if it's a machine that if I'm doing the repair on-site, I actually have a receipt book on me. Okay. Otherwise,
If I have to take it, I do have. I'll either email out the receipt if the client actually has internet, and if they don't, printed and brought with me when I go to deliver.
So you're basically pretty much getting mainly cash payments?
Cash, credit card, Zelle, PayPal. Yeah. Oh, Cash App.
Okay.
Cash App. Zelle. Zelle actually works really well. Zelle.
I'm very familiar. I'm familiar with Zelle.
Yeah. It's a pain in the neck, but it's instant payment.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Would you have any interest in Mini CRM, which is a customer relations management system? And what this does for you is that this will manage all of your clients. This will send out reminders to all of your clients that you haven't seen in a while, or it would send out when you're running a promotion, you know, if you're offering discounts, you know, it's in a mass email to all your clients and keep track of all of the previous work, all of the inventory, and all of the invoicing, pretty much manage all of your client list. Would you have an interest in a mini CRM?
I'd be interested in checking it out. As far as implementing, I would want to evaluate it first, but yeah.
Okay, and if you saw it and liked it, would you be willing to pay, let's just say, $10 per month for a mini CRM?
I think so.
Is it a bit, okay.
I mean, like I said, I'd want to check it out. I'd want to try it on a trial, see how, see if it is actually helpful. And if it is, yeah, sign up for it continuously.
Okay. Okay, now, this is one of the most important questions that I'll have for you. Based on the conversation that we had as a whole, and, you know, factoring in the fact that you're already paying for marketing, you're already using other platforms to charge you, you know, to provide you with leads. If we were to develop an app that provides you with leads, also assists you with the mini CRM and, you know, all of the things that you would like to opt into, how much would that be worth to you on a monthly basis? If it did exactly what, you know, you wanted it to do, you tried it for a month, it works, it's giving you the amount of clientele that you want. It's helping your business grow, and it's ultimately helping you run your business. What would that be worth to you on a monthly basis?
You know, that's the number I don't know. you know, I really don't have a clue. You know, I don't know. It would be invaluably helpful. I just don't have a number I could give you.
Okay. Let's see here. You said you paid, $300. And Thumbtack, how much does it charge for Thumbtack per lead? Do they charge you per lead, or is there a pay-as-you-go?
So they're pay-as-you-go, and it's a percentage markup. So... as an example here, I did a I have a weekly budget with them.
Okay.
Of I think it's like $30, and per job, they if you quote the customer $70 to do the repair, I think they charge you like between $10 and. I've had them charge me as much as $18 to do a single job.
Okay.
And that's, you know, it's per job. It's a percentage pricing.
So it's pretty much a percentage of whatever quote you send to the client, then, right?
Right. And, you know, I do, I will admit, I do have the lowest rates in my surrounding area. I do that competitively. Whether I'm driving here in town, or I'm doing work out in Sylmar, or out in Ventura, I keep my rates as low as effectively possible, so that people don't, you know, go elsewhere. Basically.
Understood. All right. So let's see here. Well, we pretty much have everything we need here for our first call. I would definitely like to. Sorry.
You guys are out in Compton, right?
No, no, we're in West LA.
All right. Close enough.
Yes, yeah, so where the 405 and the 10 meet?
The phone number you called me from came up as saying from Compton. That's why.
Yeah, well, that's not in Compton for sure. We're the 10 and the 405 meet.
All right. So, like, out there would be $85 an hour.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So if I was coming out, let's say I was coming out to you guys to do a repair.
Oh, you're talking about, okay.
Yeah, so, like, I'm trying to give you an idea. If I was coming out to you guys to do a repair, you'd be looking at about $85, $95 an hour, roughly.
Okay.
All right. It's based on, I mean, the metric itself is based on mileage. How far I'm having to drive. At certain points, it goes up a little bit.
Okay, no problem. Now, we, like I said, we definitely want to keep an open line of communication with you. That way we can call you back at a later time and pick your brain again. But we do want to make sure that you're paid for your time for today. We do want to make a checkout to you. Who should we make the checkout to and where should we mail it?
You don't necessarily have to do that. I appreciate it, but
I mean, you're sure? I mean, like I said, we're gonna probably want some of your time in the future, and like I said, it's just a part of what we do.
And
it's up to
I appreciate that. No, you know what? I like what you're talking about, and if your project does truly become something very helpful. There is a group that I belong to. They have a monthly meeting, and if it does turn out to be something truly helpful, I am probably going to want you guys to present at the meeting.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. My boss would definitely be interested in that for sure.
The group itself is the SMBTN. Or
so SMBTN is an answer?
Yeah, it's, well, hold on. So let me pull up the actual. We actually had our meeting last night as an example. It's SoCal IT Pro. And as an example, last night we had Jive and Zandler partners present. And what they do is...
That's a different company that's, like, creating an app as well?
Well, no. So Jive is part of Log Me In and GoToMeeting. Zandler is a provider. This group that I go to, everyone there is an MSP.
Okay.
You know what MSP is, right?
Well, I'm not the technical guy, man. I just, my boss, Rick, he's, like, very technical. He's very, very technical. I'm sure he knows what it is.
Our managed service providers.
Okay.
These guys are managed service providers. So they deal primarily with medium and large companies down to small. But they deal with businesses specifically. And if your product does actually do exactly what you are planning it to do, I think it would be invaluable to them as well for large scale.
Yeah. I mean, that's like I said, my boss is going to be very excited to hear this information. Like I said, we definitely look forward to having a partnership with you and, you helping us. And like I said, we're definitely willing to work with you and, pay you for your time in the future. Either way, like I said, we'll definitely be in touch in the very near future.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Matt.
Yep. Take care of yourself.
All right. Bye-bye. Likewise.